This is Ted Tate from WWER, and I'm sitting here with the owners of two businesses, the Colonial Beach Brewing and Colonial Buzz Espresso Bar. We've got Chris and Jen from Colonial Beach Brewing, and Pam and Donna, well known to us from The Buzz. Folks, we had our ribbon cutting ceremony today for The Buzz. You guys have been here for a little bit and finally got to cut the ribbon. How did that go today for you?
That went well. 5.5 years is our third place of business and our first ribbon cutting. So that was good.
Yeah, and our customers just keep following us wherever we go. So
that's a good thing.
We're thinking maybe somewhere in the islands next time. Cobb Island.
Right.
And Chris and Jen, you guys are the owners of Colonial Beach Brewing. You run a brewery in the afternoon hours and the evening hours. What made you think that tossing coffee into the mix was a good idea?
Well, first I was, you know, Jen and I just took over running the brewery for my parents earlier this year. And so we were just crunching numbers and trying to think of ways, you know, to make it work better, you know, for people to be able to make a living here, to be able to pay our staff through the winter. So it just really struck me, winter hours during the week, many weekdays, we're only open from 5 to 9 p.m. So that's 4 hours out of 24.
And you're paying rent on all of them.
But we're paying rent every hour.
Yep.
And utilities and business expenses. So I was a customer at Buzz, and I kind of got the impression they were struggling a little bit at one point. And, you know, it just dawned on me that the space is sitting here. It's not without challenges to weave two businesses together, but I thought it would be worth it.
Yeah. So you came up with the idea, talked to Pam and Donna, and suddenly it all started?
Yep. There's a lot in between there. right. Tons of renovations,
right.
Building inspections, health inspections. We were opening a kitchen at the same time. So, you know, it wasn't like just a turnkey thing. So there was a lot of work, a lot of contractors, you know, the big move. The rest is history.
Yeah, I know, Donna, that this took a little longer than you hoped it would. What were some of the challenges?
Well, you know, some of the challenges were the Colonial Beach challenges when you have any kind of remodeling or construction. You know, there are always delays. Nobody's fault, really, but it took us a while. But once we got here, we were actually able to open for the 4th of July. You know, we said we could not miss the 4th of July, and we didn't. So it's been very good for us to be here. We can say, you know, the season's over, and we're still better than we were at the old place, at both of the old places.
Yeah, I mean, has this combination made business better for both of you, you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes. Just people, I mean, before, we were just a brewery, and so that's a small kind of slice of our, you know, potential customers who frequent this building and this place. And so now that we're opened up our kitchen, people need to learn about that.
Mm-hmm.
So every morning, 7 days a week, there's people coming in this building, seeing our tap wall, our new tap wall, seeing the renovations, seeing some of our menus laying around. And so, you know, yeah, absolutely. And we've had more, even a couple of customers of the coffee shop who don't drink, who now, you know, are customers.
And they're coming for food?
They're coming for food, music. We're getting ready to expand with some more non-alcoholic drink options.
So what kind of food are you offering?
We have Mediterranean food.
Okay.
I guess you would call it fast casual. Not fast food, but, you know, pretty
fresh and healthy options.
Yeah.
You know, that's something, like, I felt great about bringing to Colonial Beach was fresh food that's good for you, that's fast and not too complicated. We have a small space in the back, and we had to work within those boundaries of the space. So a lot of planning with Chris and I, but I think we did great with what space we had back there.
Jen, were you the person kind of behind the menu choices?
Absolutely.
Largely.
100%.
God, tell them about the lettuce.
Go ahead and tell them about the lettuce.
Yeah, so, I mean, we talked about delays and bumps in the road, but originally my idea was to do, you know, under the Department of Agriculture, you can have a very simple, you know, commercial kitchen type license, but it's not as many hoops to jump through, but you have to get completely pre-prepared frozen packaged food. You can't have fresh food.
Which is exactly what Jen wanted.
So yeah.
Well, he put lettuce on the application and they just looked at that.
Yeah, VDEX saw that I put some produce items that we were prepping and they said, nope, go to the health department.
Okay.
So that was
because you can't freeze lettuce.
Right. I would like to point out, because I see a lot of folks kind of knee-jerk reaction dissing the town for the difficulties in changing or starting a business. I have to say the town staff were very helpful.
They were.
Good.
They definitely were.
It was more the county and the state folks that we had hoops to jump through and things to do, and I largely attribute the delays to my inexperience at not having started a food and beverage business before.
I was going to say, I've heard a lot of people complain about the town being difficult to work with and whatnot, but I also think we have a lot of people who try to open up businesses in this town who've never done it before. They retire and go, wouldn't it fun to be open up a shop that does this? Gee, Donna's raising her hand.
We didn't have a clue.
We had no idea what we were doing.
and so people like that are going to make mistakes, and they're going to walk in thinking that something is easy when it's not. It just isn't. Yeah. Opening a commercial establishment,
it's certainly not cheap.
Has many hoops to jump through, both, you know, in terms of things like health code and stuff like that, but also taxes and finances and all of that stuff.
Right.
And people don't realize it. And people think, you know, oh, well, they're only open 4 hours a day. Well, yeah, but there's all the prep work that goes into being ready to be open, you know.
Yeah, not to mention brewing beer.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are brewing beer, and you're probably spending all kinds of hours here tending those tanks and making sure everything's going to work out right so you don't lose your investment. Pam and Donna, is there anything else you want to add about the experience so far here at the brewery building?
We've just always wanted to be downtown, so when they suggested, it just seemed like a good marriage. We felt the same way. Our place was busy in the morning, but empty all afternoon and evening. And we were just basically outgrowing it. And what's been really helpful for us is because of the license they have, we're able to expand some of our offerings for breakfast. And we're going to continue.
All right, so now you can offer potentially hot food.
Yes.
Right.
And we started with our first sandwich this weekend. So
excellent.
A breakfast sandwich.
Every time you open a business or reopen a business, there are all kinds of, you know, obstacles and things you have to work through and all. But this has really been we all knew each other before. We knew Chris very well, and we know his mama.
Uh-oh.
So it's really been, you know, working very well, I think. You know, there's no fighting in the back room.
No crying in the cold box.
No crying in the cold box.
Yeah, we're all fully committed to making it work.
Yeah.
We know it can work.
Yeah.
So there's nothing, no bumps in the road we've run into that we didn't know. We'll get through this.
Right. And not banging heads.
No.
Expense-wise, it helps. It really helps our bottom line.
It does.
You know,
it does.
Be able to share the utilities and the rent and those basic costs that every business has to incorporate.
Well, it's nice to see collaboration and cooperation among the businesses here in Colonial Beach. I think we do best when everybody tries to do their bit and yet not step on each other's toes too much. And you guys are apparently a great example of that. I hope your partnership lasts for many years to come.
Thank you.
So awesome. Do we.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.